ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Name 597 in Sri Vishnu Sahasranam is Kuvaleshaya. Kuvaleshaya. Not a very well known name. Ever heard that name before? Not well known. It's not. Some of the names here, like Govinda and Keshava, Ishana, they're well known names. People are given names like that. I do know one devotee, actually, who's got this name. His father, Naranarayan, disciple of Srila Prabhupada, gave him this name. It's a very beautiful sounding name. What do you think? Kuvaleshaya. Sounds poetic. Just the very sound of it is very pleasing. The acharyas have given different meanings. First of all, I'll give the meaning given by our own Gauriya Acharya Baladev Vidyabhushan, who generally throughout Vishnu Sahasranam, he gives meanings related to Krishna in Vrindavan, which is different from that of the other acharyas. And in this verse, he is giving meanings all related to Krishna in Vrindavan. He gives the meaning of this name as being that Krishna enchanted the residents of Vrindavan by causing them to continually drink the nectar of the sound of his flute. That's a very sweet understanding, isn't it? Let's read that again. He enchanted the residents of Vrindavan by causing them to continually drink the nectar of the sound of his flute. In the Brahma Sanghita, there's a description of the spiritual world. There is described among the many attributes Vamsi Priyasakhi, that the flute is that's translated there by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The flute is the constant companion. You'll hear always in Vrindavan the sound of Krishna's flute, that nectar. I'm just waiting to hear what is the sound of that flute. You can get so many flute. You know how to play flute also, right? And we have in India the modern ustads, Hariprasad Chaurasia and others. They play very expertly and it's very pleasing to hear. What is the sound of Krishna's flute? Well, that's also given in the Brahma Sanghita, that manifests as the Onkar, which manifests into the Vedas. But in Vrindavan, the residents of Vrindavan, they're not hearing Onkar or the Vedas or any such thing. They're hearing Krishna's calling them with the sound of his flute. Other meanings are given by analyzing the Sanskrit. Parashara Bhatta, he breaks up the name. There are 4 syllables here. No, 5 syllables. The way he breaks it up, he gives 1, 2, 3. Actually, he gives 6 syllables, which become merged. So, Kuvaleshaya. No, it's Isha. Yeah. So, as in the previous name, Kumuda. Ku refers to the material world. Not nice world. Bad world. Su is, everything good is Su. And everything bad is ku. So this material world is pretty much, If you have to choose whether it's su or ku, it would definitely fall in the ku category. For a pure devotee, Vishvang Purna Sukhayati. He sees this world is full of bliss, but that's because he sees Krishna everywhere. But the nature of this world is that it is Dukhalayamashashvatam. It is a place of suffering where everything is temporary, which means that everything is destroyed, which is another kind of suffering. So, ku refers to this material world. Vala means Valanti, which means wandering. Isha means the ruler. So he is the ruler of those who are wandering in this world. Eta brahmanda bhare ananta jiva gon chaurasi lakha jonite koriye brahman. In this material world, there are unlimited jivas who are wandering in 84 lakh species of life. And he oversees that. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantraru rudhani mayaya. He is within the heart of every living being, overseeing all the different living beings who wanders in different bodies, which are like some kind of machines, very complex machines. Bodies that we inhabit, and it's completely mad that in the name of science they say that these bodies have come into being without any designer or any ultimate cause. It's just out of bad intelligence, atheistic, defiant, rebellious intelligence that people can imagine that the whole universe is coming. Jagadahuranishwaram. They say, the demons say, that this universe, there's no controller. But there is. And his name is Kuvaleshaya. Well, one of his names means that he controls those who are wandering in this material world. They think that they are the masters of their bodies and that they're in control of what they're doing. But actually, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. He oversees what they're doing. His upadrashta and anumanta. He oversees and he facilitates their wanderings in this material world. And that then that's kuvalesha, and ya gives the sense that he goes after the yati, means to go, so gives the sense that he goes after the jivas. In other words, he keeps them under control. This is how Parashara Bhatta, the Acharya, describes this, that he goes after the jivas can be understood. Apart from the sense of controlling them, there's also a description of the Supreme Personality of Godhead given in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Tyaktva sudasya suripsita raja lakshmim dharmishta aryavachasad yad agad aranyam maya mrigam dayata yepsita manvadhavad vande mahapurusha te charanaravindam. This verse can refer to Ramachandra, son of Dasharath, Bhagavan, who is Bhagavan, to Krishna Bhagavan, and to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the first part of the verse says that he gave up that which is very difficult to give up, the kingdom desirable even by the demigods and the Lakshmi, on the order of his father, because he follows dharma, he followed the order of his father and went to the forest. So the part we're interested in here in relation to Kuvaleshaya is Mayamrigam Dayate Yepsita Manvadhavad. He ran after the illusory deer, being being, which was desired by his beloved, which means Sita. So he went after, so that refers to Rama. But if we understand in terms of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that being, because all the living beings are very dear to him, he chases after them. The living beings in this world who are illusioned, he chases after them to try to save them. So in this way, his chasing after them can be understood. That's out of his mercy. Everyone's running away from Krishna, and he's chasing them to bring them back to him. Satyadeva Vashishta, I didn't quote his name in the discussing Kumuda, but I did refer to one of the acharyas who interprets Ku to mean sound. So he also uses that in this interpretation. So he has control over all of those who make sound and all those who walk or move. In other words, he is the antaryami, the indweller of all living beings. Shankaracharya gives a completely different understanding by breaking the Sanskrit as kuvale shaya, where shaya, it's easy to understand, refers to his shayanam. He's known as ananta shayanam. Shayanam means lying down. He lies down on the bed of the great snake Ananta. And so lying down, and on what? On kuvala. So kuvala, he breaks down to say that he's reclining in the waters that surround the earth. And taking this further, another commentator states that since the earth originated from water, water surrounds the earth. Shankara gives that kuvala can refer to the underside of the snake, since a kobhumyam valate, that means who crawls on the earth on its stomach. So it comes to mean a snake. So this name, Kuvaleshaya, means who reclines on a snake, which again comes to Ananta Shayanam. So if you ever hear that name, you can understand that he is the indweller of all living beings, and that he, in this material world, and another meaning of it is that he reclines on the snake Ananta Shesha. Okay, short class today. We started late, so I'll finish there. Hare Krishna.